Mishnah Beis, Ketzad Hauso, how did this work? And the Mishnah now goes through all of the possibilities of what day of the week the 14th of Adar falls. If the 14th of Adar falls on a Monday, then Kfarim Vayaris Gedolis Kom B'Vayom. The villages and the large cities read on that day, on the 14th, from Kavos Chavon Ochar. And those cities which were surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua, they would read the next day. So on a day where the 14th falls on a Monday or a Thursday, there would be no difference between the villages and the larger cities. But if the 14th falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, those living in the villages would read it earlier on the Yom HaKenisa, which in this case would be a Monday. So depending on whether the 14th fell on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, those in the villages would read either on the 12th or the 13th of Adar. Vares Gedolos Kom B'Vayom, those living in the large cities would read on that day on the 14th. And those living in the cities by the wall, they would read the next day on the 15th of Adar. Chol Yoyz V'Chamishi, if the 14th fell on a Thursday, so that's the same as if it fell on a Monday. Kefarim Vayos Gedolos Kom B'Vayom, villages and large cities would read the Megillah on that day, and those surrounded by a wall would read the next day. Chol Yoyz Erev Shabbos, if the 14th fell on a Friday, so Kefarim Makdim L'Makanisa, the villages would read earlier on the Yom HaKenisa, in this case on the Thursday. And in this case, those living in the large cities and those living in cities surrounded by a wall would read on that day on the 14th. Nobody would read on the 15th that year because the 15th was a Shabbos. And with Rabbanon, it's forbidden to read the Megillah on Shabbos in case one comes to carry it in a public domain. For example, if somebody doesn't know how to read a Megillah, so he'll go to somebody who does know how to and ask him to read his Megillah for him. We find a similar thing with regards to a lulav, for example, the Araminim on Sukkos. It's forbidden to take them on Shabbos in case one comes to carry them in a public domain. So because of that, even those who would generally read on the 15th would read on the 14th. Chol Yoyz v'Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar fell on a Shabbos, so Kfarim, the villages, certainly would read on the Thursday. But the Mishnah says that not only that, but Vayaris Gedolos, also the large cities, Makdim v'Koni Makanisa, they would read earlier on the Thursday. Even though I might have thought that those living in large cities should read on the Friday, at least as close as possible to the 14th, the Mishnah is teaching us that since anyway you're changing the date, and it's not going to be read on the 14th, so it's better that it's read on the same day as the villages, so there'll be more people reading the Megillah on the same day, and it will be done more in public, and the miracle will be publicized even more. But those cities which are surrounded by a wall, the Machar, they would do it the next day on the 15th of Adar, as usual. Alright, and Chol Yoyz Achar Shabbos. If the 14th fell on a Sunday, so this is the only case in which the Megillah could be read on the 11th of Adar. Kefarim Makdim L'Makanisa, those living in the villages would read earlier on the Makanisa on the Thursday, which that year would be the 11th of Adar. Vayaris Gedolos Kom B'Vayom, the large cities would read on that day on the Sunday, and those surrounded by wool would read the next day on the 15th of Adar.